Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about bullying. In particular, we're talking about bullying in social situations. And I've got some hints and tips about how you might be able to navigate this just not nice aspect of social interaction. It's true that we're all social creatures, and one of the most important ways that we actually reference ourselves and understand ourselves and our life and our value in the world is in relation to others. All of our society, the organizations we have, the friendships, social connections, families, all rely on social connection. And because of that, social connection, the links that people have, the relationships that people have with others, become a really, really important source of power. And all social relationships have an element of embedded power, whether that be the connection itself, whether it be the influence that someone has either physically or cognitively, emotionally over another human being. That social power can be the rules or the terms of engagement for how people interact. So all social relationships have this embedded power, and that helps us to structure and understand ourselves in these social relationships, that underpinning. Unfortunately, this also gives rise to the possibility of bullying, which is basically where one person uses that social power and wields that social power over others, whether it be an individual or whether it be a group of people. And they wield that power through the tools of manipulation, maybe through exclusion, maybe through fear, and they use the social connection as a powerful tool to wield power and influence. It's also true, however, that all of us are social agents, and all of us have some social power in the situations that we're in. It's very, very rare that people are completely disempowered. Even in situations where there's a huge power imbalance and people don't have a lot of power, one of the things that's really remarkable and beautiful is that people get to understand how they can maximize the power that they have. And so we've got some tips this week for how you can navigate social situations, particularly if they involve, you know, bullying and abusive power, and how you can best use your power for good. So my first tip this week, and we've been talking along these lines, is to see the power, to understand the context of the social situations that you're in, and to see and spot and be able to be aware of abuse of power, whether that be, you know, particular types of behavior or lack of behavior, and to really understand the impact that that can have socially. The more aware all of us are, the more we are able to navigate this. Remember that knowledge is a form of power as well. So the more you're able to understand social power, the better able you are to address it in whatever domain of life, whatever area of life. My second tip is to know the channels to address that. We'll explore a little bit more of this important issue and what it means for our lives next week on Mind Games.